Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Podcasting for the sake of podcasting won't get you anywhere as a business owner. But when you give your podcast a real purpose and know exactly how it's going to serve you and your business, it can start to make more of an impact. And that's what we all want. So today I want to dive into how we can start thinking about our podcast as a purposeful piece of our business. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am a little bit under the weather today. I feel like this keeps happening whenever I sit down to record. My voice is like doing something. I think it's that time of year, you know, insert stuff about being an old lady or something. I don't know. But I was like, you know what? I've got to get this episode recorded today because I am so behind on my content this week. And I actually just posted on Instagram a little behind the scenes peek of how I schedule and plan my podcast. And then we're actually going to be planning Q2 and the membership the week that this episode comes out. So if you need help with any of those things, go check out those resources, because I know that like planning is so huge for me. And it was so great because I already have most of Q2 planned for my podcast. So I was able to just sit down and map out this episode and record today without having to think about it too hard. Love that for me. So I want that for you too. The problem that we solved this week, I was thinking about this all day yesterday. What is the problem we've solved this week? And I have some like SEO tips, and I have some other things that we've done on the back end. I had an episode that didn't publish correctly. I could give you something technical, but I want to talk about a problem that I've been having for a while and how I'm seeing the solution really come to fruition in the last couple of weeks. So I have been going at this business thing for like 10 years now, over that. No, wait a minute. My daughter is turning 13. I have been going at business stuff for 14 years, online business in some form. I've been doing podcasting for 8 years. And before that, I was doing stationery and was a designer. And one of the things that I know from my experience is that when you get help with your business is when you see movement and things happen with your business. And I think the reason is because you have accountability, which helps keep that momentum going. But I also think sometimes it just takes an outside perspective. It takes somebody else looking at what you're doing in your business to say all the things that you maybe have been questioning. Sometimes it's so impactful for me to just hear somebody say, no, you're doing that right. You know, it's not that you're doing it wrong. You are actually doing it right. And one thing that I have forgotten over the last year or so is how impactful that help is and how impactful it is to have somebody taking that outside view of your business. And I have completely forgotten about that. I will be completely honest with you. Going into this year, I knew this was going to be a tough year for my business. I'm trying to make some transitions in my business, moving away from a certain thing that I was doing to a new thing, but also it's just 2024. Online business is hard, you know, all of the things, right? And so I knew, like, if I need help, I can't do this by myself anymore. I need help. And I didn't have a lot of money for a lot of help, but I've had a little bit of money for a little bit of help. And that help has been tremendous in not just my business, but how I feel about my business and how I feel about the day-to-day and the decisions I'm having to make and things like that. And one of the places where I'm getting help is just the community. It's a community of women entrepreneurs where I'm able to show up and say, like, this is a thing I'm struggling with, and they share their experience. And sometimes that is so impactful and powerful because business is lonely. It can be really lonely, especially when you work from home, and I also homeschool. Like, I'm here all day, every day. I'm in it. And I just had forgotten how incredibly lonely I was, but also just how incredibly impactful it is to have that outside help. And so I wanted to share that with you as an encouragement, because I know that it can be really hard when you're struggling with your business or a certain aspect of your business. If you're struggling with your marketing or your podcast or your YouTube channel, whatever the thing is, it can be really hard to be like, you know what? I need some help. How am I going to make this happen? But, like, I really encourage you to find a source of inspiration, of community, of help, because it can make such a difference in how you wake up and show up to your business every day. I don't think we were meant to do this in a silo. I think we were meant to do this, and I say this, I mean life. Like, I think we were meant to do life together and business as well. And that's one of the big reasons why I created my membership in the first place. And so I just wanted to share that with you. I think it's important to be really transparent, because it can be really easy to look at things and be like, oh, it's all sunshine and rainbows. And it's been a lot of thunderstorm and lightning over here in my business world. But one thing that is helping me stay focused on what I want and my purpose has been getting help with my business. And that is the problem that I solved this week. When you are podcasting without purpose, it can feel disjointed. Like, you're just sitting down, you're recording for the heck of it. You don't really know if your episodes are going to land or not, if this is the right episode you should be recording. But when it can be intentional, when you approach your podcast with intention, suddenly every step we take in our podcast makes sense. And this is true for all of our content, right? Like, not just podcasts, but our emails, how we show up on social media, all of it. So today I wanted to dig into this with you and share some of my experience and how giving our podcast a purpose can really help you build connection with your listeners / ideal clients. So what exactly is a podcast purpose? There's a couple ways I like to describe this. One of them is that it is your podcast job. Your podcast should have a job. It should be an employee of your business. It should have a title. No, I'm kidding. It should have its own desk. No, I'm kidding. But really, I want you to think about what your podcast job is. How is it serving your business? What is it helping you do? You know, for some people, that can be it's helping me refine my message and become more visible. For some people, it can be it's helping me drive leads for this certain aspect of my business. But you want to have something, right? Something that is very concrete, that it has a job. But beyond, it's also important to think about, what do you want your podcast to do or be in the world? So now I'm getting into, like, the big picture stuff of, like, what a purpose really is. And I've been thinking a lot about this in my own business. Yes, I'm a podcast coach and strategist, but when I'm talking with my clients, it's so much more. We don't just talk about podcasting. We don't just talk about strategy. We talk about giving you confidence in your content and your voice. That's really, like, if I could summarize what the work that I do, especially one-on-one with clients, it really is that. It's giving you the confidence to show up and sit down in front of your microphone every week and record this long-form content that is going to sit out in the world forever and know that it's going to work for you. And tying that into my podcast really helps me with how I show up to my podcast, right? How I show up to sit down and record my episodes. And so how do we create a podcast for a purpose? Well, the first thing we want to do is think about how we feel about our podcast. And how do we want others to feel when they listen to our episodes? And this really comes down to how we structure our episodes, the music, even our cover art. Like, all of that is a part of this picture of how we want our podcast to look and feel. And this really bleeds into other areas, right? This also talks a lot about how does our brand make people feel? How does our messaging make people feel? I think that's really, really important. And that's something I've been kind of mulling over a lot. Like, when you listen to this podcast, I want you to walk away feeling like, okay, yes, I understand. I can do that. I got this. That's what I want. I want you to feel confident. And this goes back to that purpose I said, which is helping people feel confident in their content and their voice. And so I want to make sure that that's coming through on the podcast as well. The other part of this is that we want to think about how it's serving our business. So what is our podcast's main job? And I talked all about what that job can be. For me, it's, you know, maybe it's helping people get into my membership. Maybe it's helping people join your email list. Maybe you want to use it as a lead magnet, right? So capturing people as they listen to your episodes and bring them into your world. And when we have those two pieces, okay, so now I know like the feeling that I want people to have, and I know the job that I want my podcast to have, how can I put this all together so that way it's profitable, it's worth my time, and it's serving my business? And let me tell you, when you're able to marry all these pieces together into your podcast, your episodes are going to feel so much more aligned, and it becomes so much easier to sit down and record because you know exactly what you want people to feel. You know what the podcast is supposed to do, and you know how it's going to support your business today, tomorrow, 6 months, a year from now, 2 years from now, right? This is where we really start to craft the purpose of our podcast. This is when we really start to see that strategic piece of what I do come together into something that can help you build something that's going to have an impact and be long lasting. And this is also how we create connection, because people can feel this. They can hear it. They can have a response to it, right? Now it's not just content. It's something so much more beyond that. And like, I will be completely honest with you, I have fallen into the trap of just creating content for the sake of creating content. Because at the end of the day, yes, I want more listeners. I want more customers. I want more views and likes and reviews and all of those things. But when you fall into the trap of just creating content for the sake of creating content, it doesn't become something that helps build your brand and build that connection with people who are looking for you, who are needing somebody to tell them what you have to say, right? It just becomes robotic. And I've talked several times on this podcast about the decline of my podcast last year. And I really think this is one of the biggest reasons. I think I lost sight of my purpose. I lost sight of my business purpose, my podcast purpose. And that started to show up in my content. That started to show up in my podcast episodes. My social media became very disjointed, all of it. And I've been on this like journey the past few months to figure out like, how do I want to show up? What is my purpose? Not just for me, but for my business, for my podcast. And it's been kind of incredible to see how just connecting and locking into that for just a few minutes, for just a few moments, makes such a difference in how I feel every morning when I wake up and I'm creating a post or I'm creating an email or I'm creating a script for a podcast episode. It is so, so impactful. And I talked about building a brand in a previous episode, and this is really part of it, because when you start digging into this for your podcast, all of a sudden it's bleeding into all the other areas, your social media posts, your branding, your emails. I mean, this really is why when I sit down with a client one-on-one for the first time, or when you join my membership and you book your 15-minute strategy call, or if I do a podcast audit on the questionnaire, I'm going to ask you, what is the purpose of your podcast? What do you want it to do for you? What can it do more of for you? Because when you can start to answer these questions and I can help you really drill and nail down, you know, take that down even further, again, that's when we really start to see it shape everything else we do for our podcast and our business. And, you know, I've been learning a lot about creating purpose in other areas of my life and other areas of my business. And I used to think it was kind of just this thing that like, oh yeah, my purpose is this. But I'm starting to really feel how impactful it can be for every decision I make about a lot of things. And so don't skip over this moment. Don't skip over this episode and think, I don't need a purpose for my podcast. It's fine. When we talk about long-term consistency and building something that is going to build your brand and help support your brand as you grow, it really does all come back to this purpose. And if you want to dig into this even more, I am actually doing an entire workshop on this. It's going to be all about building a purpose for your podcast. It's called the Podcasting with Purpose Workshop, Crafting Your Show to Connect and Convert. And what we're going to talk about in that workshop is not just building a purpose, but how this purpose is going to help you have a profitable podcast. So the three keys to building a profitable podcast, but then how your purpose is going to tie into that. And I've got some special bonuses for the first 10 people who sign up. So this is a really great moment to come and get some live support and work through this and ask questions and get feedback. So I highly recommend you come if you are thinking about, you know, more long term for your podcast. How is it going to support my business? What is the next thing that I need to be doing? So that way this podcast really does help my business in a meaningful way. And you can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/purpose to save your spot. I really hope you'll be there. Workshops are quickly becoming one of my favorite ways to help people. And I just love doing them. So I'd love to see you there. And thank you so much. I'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.